Wir waren auf dem Schiff am Achtimmel. Towards the very end, I believe we're up to Lamed Hey. That's where we're up to. Shin Samach Gimel Seif Lamed Hey.
Was that 450?
Page 450, correct. Page 450. Okay, so this is a very similar halacha. Paseh Shamarnu, it's a repetition from what we learned before. Paseh Shamarnu Sha'isa Kein Lamaydrech Ramavui. This board that we discussed, which we're using to write the Mavi Ein Sach Shei Pas Echad Shav, does not need to be one continuous piece of material. Ella B'Koneh Koneh Pachos Mishloish Asagi. This is going to go back, look at the right side. There are many examples of this halacha on the right side, no, I'm sorry, the left side of 450. On the picture on the bottom, this is just one example, picture 139. See 139, the left side, the page after 450. You see here our Mavi, the Mavi is wider than 20 Amos. And we learned that to a Korah only works up to an opening of 10 Amos. So we discussed last week a whole number of different techniques to diminish the gap of 20 Amos, bring it down to 10 Amos. You don't have to go put a solid piece of material all the way from each corner to the middle to bring it to 5 and 5. So one technique being shown over here in this picture is to create a board that is 3 Amos wide, and you distance that board 2 Amos from the wall on the left and the right, and that way it's as if you have a board of 5 Amos, being that 3 is greater than 2. It is Omeid Merube along that little corner, so that little corner becomes bottle. And it's as if we have one continuous piece of material that's 5 amos wide on the left and 5 amos wide on the right. And we have the core in the center, only closing a gap of 10. And we have a kosher stima for this mavri. Now, so all this halacha is saying is that that piece of material that is 3 amos wide, that is closing up that corner, need not be one continuous piece of material. It's okay even if it's small little sticks, as long as the gap between each stick is less than 3 tefachim. Because anything less than 3 tefachim is labud and is considered to be one continuous piece of material. Okay, so it's a very similar halacha. We're doing something one more time inside. Lamed hei paseh shaman shoysek hein lamayit vichad amavui. Ein tzach shiei paseh chod shalem. Ella, it's sufficient. B'koneh koneh pachos mishloi shasagi. It's enough if it's little sports. Each little board is less than 3 tefachim. The pachos mishlosha kesholim dami. As long as it's less than 3 tefachim, it's as if it's one continuous piece of material and it's complete. And being over here that we have all the other conditions have been met, like we learned in the previous siman, sifim, everything is fine. Okay, lamed vav. Mavui sheshave mitoichoi umidron. There's another siman halacha. We mentioned this halacha many times. A mavui sheshave mitoichoi umidron. And there is a slow perish mokar mishupal lirishus harabim. There are no pictures. But what just basically means is that a slope, an incline, a steep incline can serve as a wall. Let me tell you halacha outside. As long as you reach a height of 10 tefachim within an area of that is less than dalet amos, it's considered to be a halachic wall. Typically a wall is a straight structure like this. You have something that stands straight 10 tefachim tall. That is a wall. You need not have the wall, the object, stand straight. It's sufficient even if it slopes. As long as it reaches a height of 10 tefachim within an area that's less than dalid amo. So if we have a mavui, and the entrance to the mavui is on a slope, there's a ramp. Basically, the entire 10 amos of the mavui, the way one enters the mavui is going up a ramp. And the ramp is a very steep ramp. It reaches a height of 10 tefachim within an area, within a distance of dalid amos, within approximately 6 to 8 feet. You already reach on that ramp a height of 10 tefachim. That itself serves as the halachic wall. You have a complete wall, and there's nothing more that need be done. So one more time, mavui sheshave mitoichoi, it's shave mitoichoi. In other words, the inside of the mavui is flat. But when you get into the street, when you come and you reach the level, you go now go into the Rishus Sarabim, you go down a ramp. The ramp either goes down or goes up. Umirdoin perish mekoyin meshupay ramp lerishus sarabim. Or let's say this flush with the rishus sarabim, and the ramp is in the mavi itself. As you come into the mavi, the main part of the mavi, you have to go up a ramp. Oh, sheshav lerishus sarabim. The bottom of the mavi is equal; it's flush with the rishus sarabim. Umirdoin lisoychay. And when once you enter into into the mavi, you go up or go down a ramp. If the ramp goes, the slope of the ramp goes up or goes down, then to the point where you reach a height or a depth of 10 tefachim within an area of 4 amos, hareyu ki'ilu zokov kulo, that's a full-fledged wall. The eino tzach shum tikun, you need not do anything further to the mavui. The mavui is a perfect mavui. It's a full, it's a fourth wall. And then the Ramah says, uvezeh hatal havikim chitza, in this situation we consider the mound to be considered a mechitza. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down here some halachas which are not related, some side halachas, some of the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's start with Kuf Nun Dalet. Kuf Nun Dalet Shemagbi Asara wrote Selomash im Heshipo Orka Arba Amos. If the Shipua, if the slope is Arba Amos, Oz Kvar Hugba Hakarka Lamala Asara Tvachim. This is basically a halacha that if the slope, the distance you travel on the slope is more than 4 amos, it takes more than 4 amos to reach a height of 10 tefachim, that is not called a wall, that is considered to be ground. And here the Mishnah Berurah least tells us the yisod. So the Mechaber just tells us the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah here is telling us the reason. And the reason is, when you have a slope that you travel within, within four amos, you reach a high of 10 tefachim, it's loy nicha tashmishte. It's too difficult to travel. The slope is too steep. It's hard to walk up such a steep slope. Therefore, you will prefer not to walk there. If you prefer not to walk there, this is viewed as an impediment. If it's an impediment, it can serve as a mechitza. But if you reach a height of 10 tefachim within an area that's more than Dalet Amos, it's convenient. It's no big deal. You can't expect the world to be flat. You have to go on some bumps here and there. So that's not considered to be difficult. Then we consider it to be a... Then we consider it to be natural, and it is considered a. It's considered natural, and it's not called a wall, and you must make a tikkun for this area. Okay, let's go to the next Mishnah Berurah, Kufman Hey. The ein tzach shom tikkun the oisah gavosh of sada pesach havelim mechitza afal pi shehu mishapeh v'olech. Now let's go to the next Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Nun Vav. Here he discusses other related halachas. Let's say the entire city. Okay, interesting situation. You have an entire city. This could happen. You have a whole city that's surrounded by a mound. The city is built on a hill. V'im kolu ir mukefes tel. The achar kach bonu babatim osur. The loy have a mukaf ladiyot. This we learned this halacha before. Walls have to be constructed for the purpose of dira. If the walls were constructed not for the purpose of living, and then you decide to move in, they're not kosher walls. To a certain degree, walls have to be built lishma, for the purpose, for enclosure. So let's say we have a hill, and the hill, of course, there are halachic walls because the incline to reach the top of the hill, Masada, right? Masada, there's no question that the slope of Masada is much greater than Dalet Amos. You go to a height of 10 tefachim much quicker than, so the slope generally is, you reach a height of 10 tefachim less than the distance of Dalet Amos. So this hill has been has halachic walls. However, these halachic walls were not created for the purpose of living there. These are natural walls from the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. If you decide to set up a tent to live on top of this hill, you're not allowed to carry there on Shabbos, because the walls were not constructed for the purpose of living. So that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. Kolim Kevis tell us the entire city is surrounded by a mount. The Achar Koch Bonu Babatim. Then you build Batim. Aser the Loi Havi Mukof Ladir. It's not surrounded for living purpose. So Chamosha Kosev Simon Shimon Ches Sif Beis. The Ayin Sham Sif Ches. The Afilu Bonu Mechitos Kovay Aser Al Tel Loi Mahani. A bigger chiddush. Let's say after this wall has been built, after you set up your tents upon this hill, you then construct walls around where you live. It's not going to help, because since the original walls were not built l'shem dira, when you add to existing walls, it's also not going to help. It's just like if you have an area that's been enclosed not for the purpose of living, and then you extend the walls even higher, it's not going to help. Since the original walls were not built l'shem dira, making them taller is not going to add anything. However, there is one situation where it does help. If originally the walls were less than 10 tefachim, the natural walls were less than 10 tefachim, and you were mashlim the hill by adding a few more tefachim to make it to a height of 10, the hishlam ad asar tefachim ahani, the zehekif havimukav l'dir v'nasar, achar sheniv neho ir al kain yefo yochel sakin afilu im hatel sov ho ir kulo. The hainu, what's the solution? Then the Mishnah Berurah says the solution is to take part of the walls in the area of 10 amos and destroy it, make it into an area that's not called, it's not in a halachic wall. The alkein yochel sakin afilu im hoya atel savu yir kulav the hainu sheyifchos meatel b'shetach yosem me'es amos berochav ad shlo yu begoiva asar tfachim the bazeh choshev kepirtzav yachar kach yashlim zeh hashir zeh mahani, and this will work. Okay, so that's what the solution is. When you have a hill, you have to demolish part of the hill where it's considered a halachic wall, and then reconstruct it for the purpose of living. We had this idea a number of times back in the previous month. Okay, so this concludes Simen Shin Samach Gimel. It's a major accomplishment. It's a massive, massive Simen. And now we begin Simen Shin Samach Dal. The Mavoi Hamafulash V'Osui Kenadol Bo Hei Shi. Mavoi Hamafulash B'Shnei Roshav L'Rishu Sarab. Okay, have a nice day. A mavui, until now we've been dealing with a mavui that is closed on three sides and is open on the fourth side. Now we deal with a mavui that's open on two sides, the front and the back.
Well, could it be two parallel sides?
Oh, so we're going to see. We're making different situations, right? Different pictures.
Front and back, or two sides?
Oh, so we're going to see. We're going to see all the different...
East and west, vis-a-vis north and south walls.
Or it can be east and north, like an L. So that's what we're going to see. We're going to see right now all the different scenarios. Mavui hamafulush b'shnei rashav l'rishus sarab. A mavui that is open on two sides to a rishus sarabim. O tzadecha l'rishus sarabim. V'tzidu l'ashem l'karmelus. So one side opens to a rishus sarabim, and the other side opens to a karmelus. Haga, a third case. O shnei rashav p'chusim p'suchim l'karmelus. Sarich tsuras ha-pesach mikan v'lech yokara mikan. Okay, so here, let's take a look at the picture. Let's look at the picture on the next page. You turn the page over. Here's just one example.
That's an L.
Okay, that's going to be the case on the next page. It's really not our case over here, but let's right now learn the case.
So
where
this L is a mavoi?
Yes, because both ends open to the Rishus Sarab. Let's look at that picture first, then we'll come back and we'll discuss the simple case. Okay, this case is a case where it's a Dalet, but both ends open to the Rishus Sarabim, and notice on one end there's a Korah, on the other end there's a Lechi, and in the center there is a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach means, of course, two poles and something unlike what we do today. Now that's not the case here. Our case here is, let's read one more time the words of the Mechaber. Mavai mafulash v'b'shnei v'sham 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 v So let's look here. Here's my mold. Okay, here is Sefer. On this side is a Rishus HaRabin, and on this side is a Rishus HaRabin. This alleyway has all of the laws of a Mavui. Remember all of those conditions. There has to be at least two courtyards, and each one of the courtyards there must be at least two batim, and the length must be greater than the width, and the length must be at least dalet amos, and it may not be wider than 10 amos. There's a whole long list of conditions in order for something to be called a mavui. And the reason why we want all of those conditions is because we're going to be very lenient in closing off this alleyway. Normally, when you want to close it, you have an enclosure, you must have four walls. If you only have three walls, the fourth wall requires a significant rectification with a lechi that's four tfachim wide, or a double lechi. Here, we're going to be lenient. We're going to allow you to close off the fourth side with a single lechi, that's the size of a mashahu, or a korah, which is never used anywhere else. We're going to be very, very lenient. So as long as we have here all of the conditions of a mavui, the long list of conditions, the previous manim, you are okay. Here we have an additional problem, and that the second side is also open up into the Rishus HaRabin. Along comes the Mechaber and tells us it's not a problem. For the back side, create a Tsuras HaPesach. A pole here, and a string on top. And then for the fourth side, you can go back to your leniency and just construct a lechi or a korah, and you're in business. You don't have to have the stringency of having a lechi that's four tefachim wide or having a double lechi. This is the leniency that the Mechaber is presenting us here, that just because the second side is also open to the Rishus HaRabin, it's not going to take away the leniency of rectifying the fourth wall with something very minor, as long as you rectify the other second wall with a complete Tsuras HaPesach. So let's go now to the second part, next second line. The third line of the Mechaber, Aval im tzidoy echad pasuach l'Rishus HaRabim, but if one side is open to a Rishus HaRabim, v'tzidoy hasheni l'chotzer she'eno me'oreves, which there is no eruv, ein tzarech el lechi oikara b'shnei Rashav, you only need a lechi or korah of the two ends. And this is a more complicated case. Okay, let me take over here this and go into different dimensions, different ways it cuts in. But right now, here's our mavui. Here's our mavui. The green is the mavui. The front, the white table, is the Rishus HaRabin. And the back is a chotzer, is a courtyard. And this people in this courtyard, there are people living in this courtyard, and they have not made an eruv chatzeris among themselves. So what's the press? So here you're in the mavui. Your mavui is open here to the Rishus HaRabin, and here it's open to a courtyard. Now, although it's open to a courtyard, this courtyard, to a certain degree, is like a Rishus HaRabin. Why is this courtyard like a Rishus HaRabin? Because you're not allowed to carry in the courtyard. Why are you not allowed to carry in the courtyard? Because the people who live in the courtyard have not made among themselves an eruv chatzeros. In order to carry in the courtyard, everyone has to join together, because the people in their homes, it's a private area. The courtyard is a public area. It is also to take from your home into a courtyard unless you all join together with the chatzeros. So this courtyard is off limits. So both ends of this mavui are open to an area where you are not allowed to carry. Here to a Rishus HaRabin, and here to a courtyard. However, there is a leniency.
Does that have a status of Rishus
HaYachid? Yes, it does. Although it has a status, it's 100% called a Rishus HaYachid, at least to the point where, let's say something was left in the courtyard before Shabbos began, you're allowed to carry with it the entire courtyard. But a person living in their home is not allowed to take something out of their home into the courtyard.
So neighbor's home.
Neighbor's home, sure, also not. You are not allowed to take something out of, let's say there are three homes in this courtyard. You are not allowed to take an object from your home and bring it into the courtyard. Because the courtyard is shared by a group of three people. Your home is private. What?
And they haven't made it.
They can make an eruv chatzeros. They don't need to make any walls, because there already are four solid walls. But they need to join together what's called eruv chatzeros, which all the Allah says we're going to learn Mr. Shem later on in this Chelek Mishneh Berurah. But until they make their eruv chatzeros, you're not allowed to carry from a home into the courtyard, because you're going from an area that is reserved for an individual to an area that is reserved, that is shared by a group, that resembles carrying in a Rishus HaRabin. So inside to carry from your home into the courtyard, not allowed to carry because you're going from a shliach and that's awesome. But anything that's left inside the courtyard can be carried because in the once in the courtyard before Shabbos, it's enclosed in the area which is shared by the group, and it's enclosed in all four sides of the mutter. Now here's our problem. This area basically is off limits because they did not make an Erev Chatzeros. The Rishus HaRabim is off limits because you're not allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. Here's your Mavi in the center. One end is open to the Rishus HaRabim and one end is open to the Chatzer, which did not have an Erev Chatzeros. So what would you say? You would say that this case is identical to the case we just discussed where both ends are open to a Rishus HaRabim. And just like where both ends are open to a Rishus HaRabim, you have to make on one end a Tzuras HaPesach, something much more significant, and then you can be leaned on the second and you can have a Lechi or a Korah. We would say this case the same because both ends are open to a place where you're not allowed to carry. Along comes the Mechaber and says, no, this case is better. Why is it better? Because the truth is, this chutzar is completely enclosed. There are four walls. Being that there are four walls, it's as if the Mavli is closed at the end. It is close. By your Rishus HaRabim, it's an area that's completely open. The Chotzer, it's true. You're not allowed to carry in the Chotzer because you did not make any Ruvi Chatzeros. And you can't take from your Mavui into this Chotzer because what people are here in this Mavui have not made a join together with the people over there. I acknowledge. You're not allowed, it's an area. But this area is not as bad. It's not as severe as a Rishus HaRabim. Had this been a Rishus HaRabim, you need to make a Tzuras HaPesach to close off this end. But being that there's only a Chotzer, and the Chotzer really has four walls and it's enclosed, and there's only a technical problem that you have not made Yeruvi Chatzeros, there's ground to be lenient, and to close off this fourth wall, all you need is either a Lechi or a Korah. Very great leniency. That means both ends, you have a Mavli, you have two real walls, and now two walls will be rectified with the leniency of a Lechi or a Korah. That's what he says here in the third line. One ends to the Rish Rabim. Ein tzarech ela Lechi o Korah b'shnei Roshav. And both ends. Hagah. The whole zed, this leniency of allowing you to use a lechi korah on both ends, the whole zed, sheyesh loy tanem ha-mevo arim la'el b'simen shin samachim l'b'siv chavav b'din mavoy. Of course, don't forget that this alleyway that we're going to be so generous and let you use a lechi korah, you must have the whole long list of conditions that we learned in the previous simen, the long list of conditions which include Dalet Amos, and include two courtyards, and each courtyard has batim, has to be a bona fide mavui. The shin samachim l'siv chavav b'din mavui. Avol im ein oirak kichotzer. But let's say it's only like a courtyard. Tzarech tikun chotzer mishnei tzidadah. But let's say it's only a courtyard. Then tzarech tikun chotzer mishnei tzidadah. Let's say the mavui, the green, the mavui, does not have all of the conditions. It only has the status of a courtyard. In other words, you don't have two courtyards opening into this area. Or it's not longer than it is wide. Or it's not Dalet Amos. If you're missing the conditions to establish this area as a bona fide mavui, it's only called a chotzer. You cannot be lenient and rectify the two open ends with a lechi or a korah. You're going to have to rectify the two open ends with something more significant. What's more significant? A lechi that's at least dalet tefachim on this side, and a lechi that's at least dalet tefachim on this side. And more, or I'll put on each side a double lechi, because that's what you need in order to enclose a courtyard. Okay, that concludes our base. Rishus Ramatzma. Okay, now we're coming to something that's very, very major, very significant. Okay, I hope we have time to do this. This could be one of the most important halakhas for the entire thing that we're going to learn. This is the major, major topic. But okay, it's short, but okay, let's see. Rishus HaRabim Atzma Ein Niteres Ela B'Delosos. Let's say we have a real Rishus HaRabim. What is called a real Rishus HaRabim? So this really goes back to what we learned in the beginning of the Simen. There are two opinions what is called a Rishus HaRabim. One opinion is, the main opinion, any area that is shared by a group of people. How many people include that group? 10 people? There's no. Let's say, so I don't think it's less than 10. 10 people is already called a Rishus. That means it's a Rishus HaRabim De'orais. So, and when the Torah says you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Yoch HaRabim, you have your house, and you're going into an area that's shared by 10 people. Let's assume 10 people is, that's called a rabbin. And if you take from your house into that area, into that street, it's a chiyuv, and let's assume it's 16 amos wide. Chiyuv mis. The second opinion, the yesh oimim in the mechaber, no, that's not called a rishus rabbin. 10 people, it has to be just like the way it was in the desert, in the Midbar. And in the Midbar, there were 600,000 people traveling through that area every single day, and it was 16 amos wide in order to allow for the wagons to carry the Kroshim from the Mishkan, and it was mefulish from end to end, a whole long collection of requirements to create what is called a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Two opinions, a very stringent opinion and a very lenient opinion. Halacha l'maaseh, b'zman hazeh, we pretty much follow the lenient opinion. That's really the way we follow what's called the v'yesh oimim. Some say we can be very lenient. It's not called a rishus ram deraisa unless we have all of the conditions. Okay, so whatever the case is, that this is another discussion. This is a discussion from going back to the beginning of this chiluk mishnah berurah. We're dealing here with a rishus harabim deraisa. What is a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa? That's not our discussion here. There are two basic opinions, either just a public area or an area that is shared by 600,000 people, whatever it is, we're dealing with a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Is it possible to make an Eruv to enclose a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa for Shabbos? Is it possible to be permitted to carry in an area that is called the Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa? So along comes the Mechaber, which says, yes, it's possible. Rishus HaRabim Atzma Ein Niteres Ela B'Delosas. The only way is doors. Not a Tzuras HaPesach, not a Lechi, not a Korah, not a double Lechi, not a Lechi that's four Tfachim. You have to have real doors. City gate. In other words, you have a wall. Basically the whole city is surrounded, and the openings, you have two real walls, or city, a wall that goes around the city, and the two openings, which the main thoroughfare of the city, which goes from end to end, has to be closed with doors. Let's say
they're just doors.
That's what it says. For who shed in olos, the Mechaber goes on, it's not enough that there are doors, the doors must be shut at night. On Shabbos morning, the doors can be opened. But it must be a type of door that the practice of the city is to close the doors at night. If it's not shut at night, if it's not right now during the day, Shabbos morning, and the wall, the doors are open, you make me have a city. This is a make-believe city. I don't know if there's even one city in the whole world that you have these conditions. You have a city.
Shar Yafo.
You have 600,000 people there. You don't have 600,000 people there. You don't have all the conditions to make. Let's make a make believe city. Let's say you have a city that is surrounded by a wall, and it has one main street in the center, and 600,000 people travel through this every single day. All of the conditions have been met. Make-believe city. I'm not even sure there's even one city that you can collect all the different information that we need to make it into, according to all opinions. And now you want to be able to carry there on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, you can carry there on Shabbos, provided that the two openings of the city have doors. The two gates have doors, and the doors are closed at night. Now, it does not mean that Shabbos morning has to be closed. Shabbos morning, when it's open and you're carrying, as long as there are doors, and the doors are functional, to the point where they are actually used every single night, 10 o'clock at night, they're shut. Okay, we're in business. So now, on Shabbos morning, you can carry anywhere you want in the city, as long as you have made a Shetufei Mevos. Then comes the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, no, you don't have to be so machmir. V'yesh oim afalti she'enon min olos. The doors don't have to be closed 10 o'clock at night. You can leave them open the whole night. They can stay open the whole night. But as long as the doors are functional, if you want to close the door, you could. They actually work. They're not just scenery. They must be potential to be closed. Let's say they're broken. The dirt has collected there for so long that they're glued into the dirt. There's a mound of dirt which prevents them from being shut. Or the hinges are rusted. It doesn't work. Then you have to fix the doors. Call in the locksmith. Mefane oisam. You have to clean away the dirt. Umesaknam sheyihiyu ruuyois linoy. The capel, this potel, they can be the acha she'asala tikun delosos. After you've made doors, chashuva kulu kichotzer achas, it's called one courtyard. The ein miva oselchot srichin tikun, and the alleyways no longer require any further tikun. Now let's just see some Mishnah Berurim. We'll save tomorrow the Ber Halacha for tomorrow, which is a fascinating Ber Halacha for the next page, which really is an eye opener with regard to all the laws of mavos bezman hazeh. Let's see the Mishnah Berurim. The Mishnah Berurim. Because it's a very important halacha. Let's go back. Let's go read to all the Mishnah Berurim because it's very interesting. This is unique to Rosh Hashanah. Let's go back to the previous page where it's Ois Seifkan Hey. Rishus Rabim Atzma. What is a Rishus Rabim Atzma? The Hainu. Now he's going back to what we learned way before in way back. Ruchovos Shvakim Ruchovim Tez Zayin Amo. There has to be streets that are at least 16 amos wide, which is not so hard to find today. Umefuloshim mishar l'shar, and they go straight. They are open from gate to gate. Uchadul el b'simin shin mem hei. That's where all the laws of what is called a halachic rishus harabim is defined. Siv zayin. V'ayin sham b'sivches v'tes t'yesh al minir shirabim. There are different opinions. There are different opinions which we'll come back to when we learn the Ber Halacha. Al ela b'dlasos. If you have created for yourself what is called a halachic Rishus Rabin, and you want to carry in this area on Shabbos, so the Mechaber says you can do it. You can carry in a Rishus Rabin just as long as you enclose it properly. And enclosing Rishus Rabin deraisa, you cannot do it with a Tzuris HaPesach. It's not going to work. Making telephone wires and poles, it's not going to work. It's not going to work to enclose a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. See, today, modern-day Eruvim in metropolitan areas are all based on the premise that we don't have a halachic Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. And therefore, we don't need doors. If we don't need doors, all we need is a Tzuris HaPesach. If you remember, we discussed the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, you can't go make for a whole city, a whole all four walls of Tzuris HaPesach. That's ridiculous. You have to have at least two walls, real walls. And then for the other two walls, you can fix up with the Tzuris HaPesach. Okay, that's the Rambam. We don't even do like the Rambam. So our modern day metropolitan Eruvim are taking mamish to kulas, every single kula in the book you can find, we make use of. And I'm not criticizing, I'm the first one to use a native, don't get me wrong. But that's the way it works. The way it works is we don't hold the Rambam, we don't like the Shulchan, we don't hold that our day, our Shulchan Aruch, we take the leading opinion of what's called a Rishus Ram Deraisa. We look for all the leniencies, so we don't have a Rishus Ram Deraisa. We don't need to come onto the Rambam. So basically, we have telephone wires, and telephone wires themselves, they have many questions. If it's really called the Tzuris HaPesach, you have to make use of many leniencies because they droop and they go through trees and all these other problems with Tzuris HaPesach. No. Yesh al milismach, and before you turn around, you're in business. You have an erev. That's the way it goes. No, I'm not going to that, and that's that, and there's a mitzvah to make an erev coin to many things. It's a good thing to make an erev. So that's how it is. But let's learn halachas. See how it works. But according to the Mechaber, if you want to make a real Rishram, you have to have doors. If you do have a situation where, according to Halacha, you have a Rishus HaRabim De'oiraisa, the only way you can rectify it is through a door, not through poles. Elabit Lassos, Mikan, Mikan, the Ali De Zen, Nasis, Kachotz, Sharam, Avul Tzurus, Apesach, Loi Mahani, Afigom Yasenu, Bishneid Stodav, Vyesh Paiskin, the Svilu, the Saglu, Delos, Mitzad, Echod, kishnelis balayla, there's a leniency. One opinion holds, it means that from the Rishon that one door is enough. If that one door is closed at night, the ein zerish surround, kevan shemoneh around, melav mishal l'shar v'sagi mitzad hasheni b'lecha yikora. Chumay be'al mehecha sheyesh shosh mechis shleimos. The leniency. There's a leniency. So there's already good information. I think they talk and they use this in some place. In Manhattan they tried to do this. Is where you don't have to have doors on both sides. As long as there's a door that's functional on one side, and the other side you can use a lechi or a kora. What's the lam? This because the whole purpose is the flow of traffic, right? You don't want the whole. What's a rishus rab? Traffic. If there's a door, then you get in. You're not going out. And if you go and you're out, you're not getting in. So traffic is stuck with traffic. Some want to say that traffic lights serve as doors, halachic doors. Because the traffic lights stop the flow of traffic. They stop the flow of traffic. So some want to say, Flatbush, let's say, you're dealing with, there are a million issues. You can't just take, but like, let's say you would want to say that Ocean Parkway is a Rishus Haram de Araisa. That's not the midbar. In the midbar, there are no traffic lights. You just go. It's a freeway. There's no holding you back.
Sandstorms that stop
them. What? That's not a natural. That's a natural occurrence. We're talking about it. If there are traffic lights that stop the flow of traffic, that's like when they hit with the lumps over here. You have one door stop flow of traffic. Okay, let's go a little further. She knows for a while it's closed at night. The midbar was open 24/7. The Yesham, some say, since the Mechaber quotes the second opinion, B'shem Yesh Oimrim, some say it doesn't have to be closed at night. Mashma, the Dayat Kedei Rishon, Mashma, he holds like he holds primarily, this is a very powerful thing the Mishnah is telling us, because it raises a lot of problems for us. When the Mechaber starts off with the Halacha, and then he says, Yesh Oimrim, the Yesh Oimrim is a minority opinion. And therefore, it's only to be relied upon B'shas Hatchak. But the Ikar is like the first opinion. And since the first opinion is the doors must be closed, we're dealing with, you require the doors must be closed at night for real. That's the main opinion. The Ine. And this rule is a big problem because a lot of halachas, like for example, what it's called the Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa. So the Mechaber way back says that it's public area. As long as 10 people go there, that's a Rishus. The Yesh Oimrim. There's an opinion, a minority opinion. You need 600,000 people, Mefaloshim, Mishar, Lashar, all of these. Oh, that's what we rely on. Today, we rely upon that. Because if we don't rely upon that, then there's no Erev altogether. Anywhere, there's no Erev. So we, the whole world, relies upon the Yesh Oimrim. The Mishmur just told us, whatever the Muhammad says, two opinions, and he says, the Yesh Oimrim. That's not the Ikar. That's only B'shas Atchak. The Ikar is of the first opinion. Okay, but Halach is Halacha. Yeah, even though there are leniencies, Halach is built on leniencies. From the Shulchan of its Mashma, you don't make an Erev Shuram, Kiyim with the Losos, doors. Look at this, in our cities, what's going on today? Today we live in the city, and look, the only way we have telephone poles. Even though that generally we hold that we have a rishus rabim, which is a condition derech hamelech.
King's highway.
Exactly. We have a big thoroughfare. It's a mamish, like with big lay midbar. Umedina, look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Something very scary. Havi Rishus from Gomer Ali Dezer. He's talking about Radin. You can imagine what he would say about New York City and about Brooklyn. So what's going on? What's going on? How could it be? How could it be that Bezman Hazel, we have a Tzur HaPesach, we don't have doors? The Al Karchok, you have to say that the Minig Olam is the son of Al Yeshem, Bishop Sim Shimim Hei. We're very lenient today. And we follow the Yeshimim, the Rishos Ram, Loihavi Elim Kain, Shishim, Rebo, Boykin Bo, the Ein Zemotsui, because even though he's confusing, here it says the Yeshimim. The doors have to be closed. The doors don't have to be closed. And the vision, whenever it says the Yeshimim, that's not the Yikar. That's only B'shas HaTchak. Then he said, well, what's going on today? We have a Eruvin Mol, everyone has an Eruv, there's no doors, Shiras HaPesach. It must be that we're soymech under the Yesh Oimrim, back in Shimin Sin, Shin Samachay, all the way back, that says that in order to be called a Rishus Ram Deraisa, you need 600,000. That's very rare. It's even rare, it's even questionable if we have that 200,000 in Brooklyn. That's very rare. The Zei Matzah. Many disagree. Even though, don't protest. If someone wants to be lenient, don't argue with them. Time immemorial. This is the Jewish tradition. We're lenient. So don't open your mouth to make a fight about this. If you want to be machmir, you have what to be machmir. You have your own. Not to rely upon all of these. And basically what he's saying over here in these words is, anywhere you go, don't any public area, go even the mountains, go above Mokal. According to the Mechaber, you have 100 people in the Bona colony. They all share. They all come into the center. I mean, it's open area more than a Rechava, more than 16 amas, and it goes from end to end. It's a Rosh Hashanah deraisa. And a Rosh Hashanah deraisa, you need to have two walls and doors, and the door has to be closed. At Suras HaPesach, put up some sticks and put up some strings around the area. Wow, that's a kula. Do we rely on this kula? Almost everyone I know, all the biggest rabbanim rely upon this kula, but he's saying it's not so simple. And therefore, if you want to be machmir, this is what to be machmir. The very least, for yourself, but more than that, the very least is to respect. If you know someone that doesn't use an Eruv, people that don't use these type of Eruvim, you should have respect for him. Don't ridicule him, because he has errors on his side. Right. You go to a doctor, and so the doctor says, well, you know, this procedure, 80% of the doctors tell you that this is the way you should. There's a minority opinion, 20% of doctors will tell you, there's a very great risk involved. Well, you know, 20%. What do you want to do? Open heart surgery. You want to go with the 80% or the 20%? What are you going to do?
It matters what you're shopping for. In other words, what you're not sure was to start with.
Okay, that's right. So, he says very powerful words here. His words are shekei nohagu me'olam. Me'olam. We're lenient. This is the way it's been forever, from day one. So don't start up with anyone. You make an eruv, you put up poles. This is minog me'olam. Such a powerful expression. Where do you ever see such an expression in the Mishnah Berurah? Shekei nohagu me'olam al pi das haposkim hamekilim bazeh. So this is serious business to be makel. But yet he does acknowledge, he lays out the foundation here, but you should be aware that this minog to be makel me'olam is built on very shaky ground. Okay, but nohagu me'olam al pi poskim nohagu me'olam. But if you want to be machmer, you should know it's not a galechta, it's not a joke. So this what's machmer, and at least for us, if you see people that are machmer, it's nas for us. It's not. I'm from the biggest mekilim. Don't get me wrong, but if there are people that are machmer, it's not for me to go make fun of them, and mock them and say, oh, you're an extremist. You're an extremist, and what are you doing? Be normal. There are things where you're normal, and a chanami. The most important thing is to be normal in halacha. But there is mokam to be machmir. So sometimes you want, in this area, it's very clear there's a way to be machmir. So don't
respect
someone else.